SIU Reviews is a listener-supported service of WSIU Radio. Your financial support is what makes this program possible. Donate online at WSIU.org.
In 1980, Iran was in the midst of a chaotic revolution and was holding 52 U.S. Embassy employees as hostages. Six other employees had escaped, ultimately finding shelter among Canadian diplomats. Ben Affleck's Argo recounts how a U.S. intelligence operative, whom Affleck plays, rescued those six from Iran in 1980. In short, the CIA worked with Hollywood professionals to create a fake film production which served as a cover story for the six. Argo is Ben Affleck's third feature as director, and it marks his entry into the ranks of screen actors who have become serious filmmakers. Moreover, Affleck is a film star, and his status as such informs how we understand his work as a director. Film scholar Richard Dyer argues that a movie star's public persona, what Dyer calls a star image, is made up of all mass media discourses concerning that star. In these terms, Affleck's star image contains many diverse elements. In Argo, Affleck not only alludes to these elements, but also uses them to underscore his more serious intentions as a filmmaker. Argo contrasts the CIA-backed fake movie, which is an intentionally blatant ripoff of the first Star Wars, with the potentially deadly mission in Iran. This contrast plays out in an intriguing trajectory whereby the emphasis shifts from U.S. escapism on the big screen to the consequences of U.S. meddling in the Middle East. In presenting these notions in this particular way, Argo reminds us that they are related. Escapist entertainment often enables such meddling by drawing our attention away from it. Affleck's public persona enhances this thematic strategy by mirroring it, as his star image has followed a similar trajectory. From the fanboy world of Kevin Smith to more serious independent cinema of the 1990s, to conventional romantic comedies, to the introspective violence of The Town, his second film as director. Argo is a culmination of all this, not quite a manifesto, but certainly a statement of intent and transformation.